Hi, everyone. I'm Mike Novogratz, and this is Next with Nova.
Hey, friends, it's Mike Novogratz here. This is an intermediate episode of Next with Novo. Decided so much is going on in the crypto world, I wanted to just share some thoughts. Wow, what a couple weeks. Starting with crypto, man, today JP Morgan says all investors should have 1% of their portfolio in Bitcoin. Let's just think about that from where we were 6 months ago, a year ago, a few years ago when Jamie Dimon was one of crypto's biggest opponents. Now the bank's advocating all their clients put a percent into Bitcoin. A huge, huge shift. Coinbase files their for their IPO or for their direct listing. That's significant, right? It will be the biggest company in the crypto space. It'll be bigger than Goldman Sachs on day one. Again, think about that. A company that didn't exist a few years ago being bigger than the legend Goldman Sachs. What's even really cool about that is you've got Citibank, Goldman, JP Morgan as the bankers on that deal. They're saying loud and clear that crypto is an asset class. They're going to bank this asset class. They're going to, you know, treat it just like any other asset class. And so I think the big message of the last few weeks is that crypto went from a fringe asset where people thought you were a little crazy participating to now a mainstream asset class. And you know what? The world feels short. Every institutional investor needs to have some Bitcoin, needs to have some crypto in their portfolio. And so even with other risky assets selling off on a day like today, Bitcoin's trading higher. I couldn't be more bullish for the whole crypto space. And so I think that's a great story. But just as big of a story over the last 2 weeks has been the explosion of the NFT space. NFT, non-fungible tokens. Really, the idea of Bitcoin, right, that you had a non-counterfeitable signature, right? You couldn't counterfeit the signature. That was the genius of Satoshi. And that gave way for Bitcoin, a money that you couldn't counterfeit, you couldn't print, and the first electronic signature that you couldn't do it with. Now that's being used in the art world and in the collectible world. And we've had an explosion of excitement around NFTs. A Beeple sold for $6.5 million. I told my wife that. She was like, who in the hell is Beeple? That's what Matisse sells for. Now listen, fans and friends, I actually think we're in a bubble. It feels a lot like 2017 in the ICO space for NFTs. And so be really careful out there with all what you're buying. I don't think a lot of these NFT prices will last, but I do think you're supposed to be doing your homework. There's a tremendous amount of talent looking into the space. It's exciting because every creative, singers, artists, anyone who has creative, you know, IP is thinking this is a new way for me to monetize my creativity. And so you're gonna see a rush of people into the space. In the long run, just like in the physical art world, great art will retain value. Great creativity will retain value. In the collectible world, it's collectibles based around experiences that people remember for long, long periods of time that will retain value. And so, you know, don't think this is just easy money and free money. It feels like that right now. It's not going to feel like that forever. And so be careful. Be careful in the NFT space, but also be excited because it's a space that's going to continue to grow. Very similar to crypto when it bubbled out in 17 and crashed and it took a few years to build back. I don't think the NFT cycle will be that long. I think it's going to crash at one point and then you're going to build back an amazing new industry built on the blockchain. And so, listen, I decided to do this quick podcast because I couldn't be more excited about our ecosystem, about Galaxy. We released pre-released earnings today, $320 million in the fourth quarter, and we're kicking it in this first quarter. And so, signing off from beautiful Jackson Hole on my way back to New York City.